In the March 1976 issue of Gray Barker's newsletter, Gray writes of his visit to Granttown, West Virginia, where he would interview a man named Jennings H. Frederick. The interview was the result of Jennings encountering a being that he described as the Vegetable Man. It was July of 1968, and Jennings had been hunting woodchuck in the woods near his property. He suddenly became aware of a strange noise, which he described as a sort of jabbering, like a voice recording played at an increased speed. He was able to make out the following. "You need not fear me. I wish to communicate. I come as friends. We know of you all. I come in peace. I wish medical assistance. I need your help." At this point, Jennings felt a sharp pain in his right arm. Assuming he'd snagged it on some thorns, he quickly withdrew it. It was then he realized something was attached. Jennings saw a thin hand and arm clinging to his own arm, green like the color of a plant. The hand, with three fingers, each with needle-like tips and suction cups, then gripped his arm harder and pierced his skin. Jennings heard a suction sound and realized blood was being drawn. He turned to face the creature that had him in its grasp. Jennings described the creature as having semi-human facial features, with yellow eyes and pointed ears. Its body was similar to a giant plant stalk. The creature was strong and seemed to have hypnotic power over him. Suddenly, the creature's eyes turned red and began to rotate. Jennings' pain from the blood extraction was suddenly absent. After around a minute, the creature released him and bounded off up a hill, taking giant steps as it went. According to Jennings, like a modern spring-heeled jack. As the pain in his arm returned, Jennings heard a humming and a whistling sound from over the hill. He suspected the creature's craft was taking off. Although he saw no craft, this wouldn't have been the Frederick family's first UFO encounter. A few years earlier, in April of 1965, Jennings' mother Iva was washing dishes when she saw what she thought was a small child on a hill beside the house. Concerned for the child's safety, she stepped outside to get a better look. As she got outside, she was surprised to see a saucer-shaped aircraft hover and then land on the hill. Outside the craft, attached by a cable, was a small black or dark green creature shoving dirt and grass into a bag. Iva quickly returned to the house, unsure what she'd just witnessed, and returned to the window 15 minutes later to see the craft leave. After the UFO and the Vegetable Man, Jennings Frederick had one more encounter, this time with the Men in Black. Jennings was living with his parents, having recently left the Air Force. One night, around 1 a.m, Jennings was woken by a red flash. Suddenly, a small canister rolled into the room and began emitting a red-coloured gas. Jennings remembers a needle being inserted into his arm by one man while three others were in the room. They put on gas masks, took out a tape recorder, and began asking him questions. The questions were reportedly strange and involved his understanding of time and the future. The next morning, nobody in his family could remember anything strange having happened during the night. Jennings suspects the gas canisters had knocked them out. So that's the story of Jennings Frederick and the Vegetable Man of West Virginia. Could the Vegetable Man be of extraterrestrial origin? The previous UFO encounter and visit from the Men in Black certainly hint that it could have been. Thank you so much for listening.